30, Psalm 30, we're going to read verses 10 through 12 together. Psalm 30, and we'll read verses 10 through 12 together. All right, all together. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Let's pray. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much. Thank you, Father, for the upcoming holiday. And I pray, Father, that we would be a grateful, thankful people. I ask this in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Let's read verse 12 once again. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Now this upcoming Thursday, we are going to celebrate a holiday known as Thanksgiving. It is a day of emphasis, and it is a time of giving thanks to God for all of his blessings. He truly is better to us than we deserve, and all of us should express our gratitude for every good and perfect gift that comes down to us from the Father above. Now, this morning, I want to bring a sermon on Thanksgiving living. Thanksgiving living. Now, while I appreciate the Thanksgiving holiday and getting together with family and feasting on turkey and green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, having rolls and cranberries and mashed taters and gravy and everything else, such as those pies for dessert. And I enjoy relaxing and watching football and counting my blessings. What a day it is. This one day out of the year, however, isn't sufficient to offer up thanks to God, who daily loadeth us with his benefits, and whose mercies are new to us every morning. This matter of being thankful ought to be developed in the character of every believer, for it puts everything in the right perspective. Since God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, he is certainly worthy of our praise and thanksgiving, not just once a year, but every day. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we read this: in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It doesn't say in most things, in the good things, nor in the things that we find to our liking, but in everything we are to give thanks. In other words, it is God's will that I be thankful also in hardships, in adversities, and when everything in my life seems to be going sideways. I am to be thankful regardless of the circumstances that I find myself in, for this is the will of God that I do so. God not only told us to be thankful in everything, but he tells us that we are to be thankful for everything. This is what is written in Ephesians 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things. Now, I'm not just giving thanks in the midst of difficulties, but I'm actually supposed to give thanks for the difficulties that come my way. You may say, how is that possible? Well, if we claim Romans 8:28, it is possible, and that verse tells us, and we know that all things, how many things? All things work together for what? Good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, it is God's will for us to be a thankful people, and we all ought to get in on this matter of Thanksgiving living. May I remind you that on the worst day, there is more good in your life than things that are bad. But often our thankfulness is non-existent because we are focused on the one problem that we are faced with. We find it rather easy to thank God when on the mountaintop, but awful hard to do so when in the valley. Now, it's easy to thank God for good health, But it's extremely difficult to do so in sickness and in pain. It's easy to thank God when things are going our way, but it's awful hard to thank God in trouble. It's easy to thank God when our finances are in good shape, but it's awful hard to thank God when there is financial reversals. It's easy to thank God when our family is alive and well, but difficult to thank God when losing a loved one to death. But it is always right to do so. Just recently, I lost my father. And it was just weeks ago that we saw him, his body, be put into the grave. But you know what? There was moments there when I thanked the Lord for him. I thanked the Lord that there was a time in my life when I was instrumental in bringing my dad to the Lord. And he was saved, and how he grew, and the influence that he had. And I thank him that, you know what, I've had my father for over 66 and a half years of my life, and the good godly influence that he had on me. There was plenty there to be thankful for. I wasn't going to focus on him just seeing him put in the ground, because a day is coming, and I thank the Lord for his promises that I will see my father again. Now, God says if I'm the right kind of Christian, I'm going to thank him in everything and for everything, the good as well as the bad. Now, not many of God's people get in on this Thanksgiving living. So God has to give us some pretty good situations if he wants any praise and thanksgiving from us. I wouldn't say if I've mastered this matter of Thanksgiving living, but thankfully, I'm not what I used to be. I'm more grateful today than I have ever been. This matter of praise and thanksgiving is mentioned throughout the scriptures. Hebrews 13:15 says this, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Psalm 100 verse 4 tells us, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Colossians 1:12 states, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. Then we read in Psalm 33 verse 1, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Now, I realize that there's a difference between praise and thanksgiving. Praise happens to be an expression of gratitude for all that God is. And thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude all for what God does for us. I have found that I don't always wake up in a good mood. Anybody else like that? Now, I went to bed in a good mood, but I woke up in a bad one. Now, it doesn't happen often. Now, it usually happens in the morning when I ask Connie for two eggs for breakfast, one scrambled and one over easy, only to find out that she scrambled the wrong egg. No, seriously, I've come to realize that whether or not I wake up feeling ill or good, if I start my day praising God because he's good, he's faithful, he's merciful, he's gracious, he's just, he's loving, he's powerful, he's caring, he's kind, he's long-suffering, he's forgiving, and he is that and much more. And then I take the time to thank him for the blessings that he has recently bestowed upon me, my outlook for that day is vastly improved. I know we are commanded to give God praise, and we're also commanded to be thankful. But should not that be a natural thing to do when our focus is on the Lord and the things that he has done for us? If we would simply think, we would be thankful. Even in hardships, we can be thankful. For the Lord is using those times to make us more like Jesus, to give us patience, to humble us. Increase the value of our testimony. Make us more sympathetic to others and cause us to draw near to the Lord Himself. Then how about thanking Him? It's not always going to be like that. You know, I remember reading about a preacher, and he had the church open, and it was just a horrible weather day. I mean, the creek rose, and people couldn't come to church. But, you know, the preacher was always thankful for something. And there was two guys. There was only two guys that came to the service that morning, and because the weather was so bad. And one of them nudged the guy next to him and said, I wonder what he's going to be thankful for this morning. And the preacher gets up and he says, Lord, I want to thank you that not every day is like this day. You know, if God has commanded us to be thankful for all things and in all things, it's possible for us to do so. For His commandments are His enablements. There are going to be times in our lives that we are going to have to decide to be thankful. For it isn't always going to be the result of living under the spout where the blessings come out. Sometimes we are just going to have to thank God that nothing happens to us that He has not allowed to come into our lives, and that He knows what's best for us. As believers, we're either in the middle of blessings received or blessings coming, and that's why we should be thankful at all times. Now, if you start looking for something to be thankful, you are sure to stumble upon it. As one looks back over the last few months, ask yourself, has not God remained faithful to you? Has He ever left you or forsook you? Even when you were at your worst, has He not loved you? Has He not ministered to you through His word? Has He not given you counsel and wisdom in dealing with some of the problems that you faced? Think about the many prayers that He has answered, and they weren't coincidence. The needs He met, the burdens He lifted, the help He rendered to you, the forgiveness He has granted, and the many times He communed with you as friend with friend. Has He not seen you through trials? Stilled the storms? Given you peace when things were turbulent? Has He not held you in His omnipotent hand? Has not the promises of God proven to be worthy and counted on? Every day we should be amazed at what God is doing on our behalf. So being an ungrateful believer is neither understandable nor acceptable, even on the tough days. You see, we have so much to be thankful for that there's no reason that any believer should not have an attitude of gratitude. It has been said that the sin of ingratitude leads to far greater evils, and it is a mark of the last days. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, we read this. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Well, that sounds like today's newspaper, don't it? Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. In Romans chapter 1, we read of some pretty wicked individuals. Yet in the midst of calling out all those sins there, God's word tells us in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. The sin of ingratitude is one of a downward trend into debauchery. To be ungrateful and not show appreciation and thankfulness to God and others is wrong. And it shows that one who is ungrateful is in need of a cleansing of sin. Our hearts, when filled with gratitude and thanksgiving, it will enhance our testimony. It brings us into the Lord's presence. Psalm 140, verse 13 tells us, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. The scriptures repeatedly say that thankfulness is part of our praise and communion and worship of God. If one of the ways that we express our love to God by thanking him for who he is and what he has done for us, it's a wonderful thing. Every one of us should be thankful and be praising him. In Psalm 69, verse 30 and 31, it tells us this: I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, listen to this, better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Everything that we do for God in our service to him and in our daily life ought to be permeated with thanksgiving. Colossians 3:17 tells us, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And I know the Bible teaches that we believers are to come boldly before the throne of grace, but giving thanks is important when we come into the Lord's presence. Psalm 100, verse 4 tells us, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Prayer and thanksgiving are crucial when it comes to our spiritual life. And when we find ourselves between a rock and a hard place, or when we have questions for which we have no answers, or even as we offer up our desperate pleas, we can give thanks to the Lord that he hears us and that he is capable of doing the impossible on our behalf. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. We ought to be able to thank the Lord by faith. Faith for the answer that is yet to come, showing our trust that God has heard and answered our request. 1 John 5:14 and 15 reads this way, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Do you mean to say we are to pepper our requests with thanksgiving, even in times of great need? Yes, I am. That's what Daniel did when he was threatened being tossed in a lion's den. And Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 states this: now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Prayer and thanksgiving go together like peanut butter and jelly, like trucks and ram, like mustard on a brat. And Paul wrote this in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He also wrote this in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. When praying, we ought to have thanksgiving on our lips as we approach the throne of grace with our requests. Then when we get the answer, don't forget to offer up a tug to the one who responded in the affirmative. You say, what's a tug? It's a thank you, God, for hearing my prayer. Now, one of the saddest stories found, I believe, in the earthly sojourn of our Lord is in Luke chapter 17, verse 12 through 19. And there we read this. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him ten men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Now, I don't know about you, but I wonder, why weren't all 10 men returning? Why weren't they all running to Jesus? Why weren't they all crying out, "Thank you for curing them of that awful disease that they had"? They should have formed an impromptu choir and sang the first 3 verses of Psalm 103 with pitch perfect, proclaiming this: "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." I don't know about you, but I don't want to fall in that 90% category. That 90% that goes on their merry way, taking for granted the miraculous gift of healing, having my health restored without giving thanks to the giver of the one who did so. I want to be a 10%er. I want to give thanks for answered prayer and other blessings that I enjoy from the Lord. Not only is thanksgiving a vital part of us coming into God's presence and be an important part of our prayer time, but it is also critical to our testimony. Listen to what the Bible says here. "Giving thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. So we, thy people, and the sheep of the pasture will give thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations." We are to be thankful before the world, before God's people. And we are to be thankful to the generations that follow us. So let me ask you, are you known for thanks living? Are you a sad sack that seldom smiles, but do rather well in complaining, murmuring, and griping? Let me suggest that you stop being negative and start counting your blessings and see if it won't turn that dusty cup of yours to one that's overflowing with gratitude for the great things the Lord has done for you. For after all, your testimony is at stake. And like it or not, it does have an impact upon others. Once there was this little boy. He ran out the back door to play of his home, and he had a bologna sandwich that his mother had just made him. And as he was going down the stairs, he tripped. The bologna sandwich flew out of his hand and came apart on the sidewalk. He got up, ran into the house, and he was crying for his mom to take care of his boo-boo. Well, on the handle of his bike nearby sat 2 flies. And one said to the other, "I'm going to get some of that bologna before his mom comes up and picks it up." The other fly said, "Me too, I'm going with you." So they flew to where the bologna sandwich was. They gorged themselves so much that they could barely fly back to the rest on the bike's handlebar. And as they were sitting there, the one fly said, "I'm going back for more. There's plenty of bologna left." The other fly said, "I wouldn't do that if I were you. Just be thankful for the bologna that you already have." He says, "I'm going." And he was tired from flying up on the handle. And when he leapt off that handle, he did a nosedive. As he couldn't fly anymore, and he went splat on the sidewalk. Now, the moral of the story is, your testimony goes downward fast when you aren't thankful. And if you tell someone that you're a believer and you're not grateful for all things, they'll just think you're full of baloney. I thought that was good. Okay. Now, it's right for believers to express their gratitude to God for his blessings, and others ought to know that God has helped them in some way. We can't afford to take for granted what we ought to utter with words of gratitude. Now, I'm glad there's a national holiday to set aside to remind us to all be thankful to God. But one day out of the year is hardly enough to do so. And like prayer, it should be done always. And when we experience happy thanksgiving, I realize thanksgiving is good, but thanksgiving is far better. Yes, your poor old me can be turned into a praise the Lord. Everyone standing, every head bowed, every eye closed.